This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Monday, March 3rd, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. Well, the Trump administration appears to be closing the border on more than just illicit drugs and illegal immigrants. President Donald Trump today sent a note to farmers across the country on his Truth Social network, telling them to get ready to start making a lot of agriculture products to be sold inside the United States. He said tariffs will go on external products on April 2nd. He ended the post saying, quote, have fun. Well, the country won't have to wait for next month for new tariffs. Trump said today that there was no room for deal making. 25% tariffs would go into effect tomorrow on both Canada and Mexico. Trump said today that vast amounts of fentanyl was poured into the country, largely through Mexico, from China. Trump encouraged car manufacturers to build plants in the U.S. to avoid the upcoming tariffs. Fees proposed by the Trump administration of up to $1.5 million on Chinese-built or flagged ships, calling at U.S. ports, will add significantly to consumer cost and could put secondary ports at risk of losing business. That according to Soren Toft, CEO of Mediterranean Shipping. Toft added, if it comes out in the present form, it's going to have significant consequences. Toft chairs the World Shipping Council and says the fees would add $600 to $800 to the cost of each container, bringing a total impact of $20 billion a year. Well, the next chapter of the story will be which U.S. products those countries now choose for retaliation and what impact that will have on the nation's trade balance. Agriculture Secretary Burke Rollins spoke to a very large crowd of farmers here in Denver yesterday, pledging to work with them to bring in a, quote, new era of prosperity that perhaps we've not seen in our lifetime. Rollins says it will be hard to show much improvement in farm income with a nearly $50 billion trade imbalance.
That is devastating to our American farmers and ranchers. $49 billion when the cost of inputs went up 30% just in the last 4 or 5 years. I mean, how do any of our farmers make any money when the cost of inputs go up 30%, your trade deficit increases $49 billion now, and then you have a whole host of regulations that have been layered on over and over and over again. So there are a lot of factors. We are attacking it from all sides, putting together the plan that can hopefully begin to roll that back.
Rollins says USDA downsizing will free resources to put help where it's needed.
And I feel confident that as we look to right size the USDA and all of the agencies across the government, as we look to realign the agency to better serve our farmers and our ranchers, as we look to move out things like diversity, equity, and inclusion and progressive, quote, progressive ideals in terms of how we move money out, those days are over. Now we look to really focus on those that are truly feeding this country and the world.
Sean Murray with Farm Credit Illinois says farmers are counting on those ECAP payments soon coming from USDA.
They're very excited to have that opportunity to come in and to help them maybe rectify some of the shortfalls from last year. We're seeing it placed on their balance sheet as an accounts receivable, and they hope that it arrives sooner than later.
Finally, Indiana farmer J.R. Reisner says despite the headwinds, he's ready to start planting.
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, as the temperature warms up and we get closer to that April 1st, we're definitely anxious to go.
Reisner says low crop prices, tariffs, and geopolitical challenges won't keep him from going to the field this spring.
You know, it's just a desire to keep producing. You know, it's been within the family for on my farm for 5 generations. You know, we're very proud of what we do. We enjoy doing it, and we've seen times like this before. They're not fun. They're hard to get through, but we always seem to get through them.
Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. As we celebrate National Agriculture Day this month, America's farmers and ranchers want you to know they're proud to grow the safe and sustainable food, fiber, and renewable fuel that we all rely on. Learn more at fb.org. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.